This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Five after the hour, seven after. Let's make it seven after the hour because that's really what it is. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler here for the hour of sometimes referred to as laughingly as the hour of power. An hour in which we more often than not go in depth into several different items that are a part of the vernacular, the conversation. I suppose that the focus on Ferguson, which I find appalling, frankly. There are so many bits and pieces of information. Kenny, I'm not sure, as we look at the Ferguson grand jury completing their deliberations, if there are comments, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. I don't know what else there is to say other than what the results are. I noticed that a lot of television outlets went live from Ferguson on the grand jury decision. More nonsense in my overview of it. There are a lot of things going on in the news that seem to be nonsensical. However, I'm sure there are comments, and that's really why we're here, to understand what's going on in terms of news and then people in their comments. So what do we have on Ferguson?
Ben says, the system didn't fail, the system worked, and that's the problem.
Why is that a problem? Why is that? Well, I don't know what that, what does it mean? That's the problem. The problem is,
the system is broken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. System is broken. So does that mean this guy should have been indicted by the grand jury? Is that basically the implication?
I'm pretty sure that's what that person meant.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's something to be said for that. I think there's a lot of stuff, but all of the hoopla about it, it's interesting because Michael Brown's father said, calm down, pretty much. And that really is the word. This is, all of this stuff is not going to fix the fact that Michael Brown is dead. The cop's never going to be in Ferguson again. Whether he goes out and makes money on this or not, he'll have to live with himself when it comes to all of that. No matter what the truth is, the story is over. Time to move on. I'm not sure people, they're just people that get all worked up about this stuff. And there's no reason to get worked up because you can't fix anything. Can you fix what's going on? Police chief supposedly is going to get fired or removed or replaced. They brought in consultants to rework the police department. I'm going to know a friend who is in that business, and he said that they have sent in four experts to work with the community, work with the town, in fact, I think work with the state, to fix the culture in that police department, which is abysmal, awful. Disgusting, even. So, I mean, but having all the hoopla and people protesting and getting, you know, the usual activists, the usual suspects all over the place, it's over. Move on. All right, what else have we got, Kenny?
Sammy says, I'm disgusted watching the Ferguson coverage. All these people lost their jobs and their businesses tonight because of the destruction. Mm-hmm. How does this help anyone?
Doesn't help a bit. They should all be ashamed of themselves. They should be arrested. Where's the Ferguson Police Department on this? The Ferguson Police Department should be all over these people, arresting them. All of them. Instead of letting them just wander around.
They arrested over 30 people. The numbers are still coming in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that, are there more than that in participating?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, of course there are. All right, so that's Ferguson, that's Officer Darren Wilson, et cetera, et cetera. Another person who's in trouble for not the same sort of thing, but in the court of public opinion, Bill Cosby is running kind of low, running almost on empty, in fact. So what we have is a conversation coming up in a moment with John Harper, who manages our affiliate, owns our affiliate in Melbourne, Florida, WMEL, where Bill Cosby appeared over the weekend. We'll find out from him what his listeners specifically experienced when they went to the Bill Cosby performance, I guess we call that. I don't know why they call those things concerts, because there's no music involved. It's a performance. Bill Cosby, John Harper, and the focus next year on the Good Day program.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with over 500 of the coolest Black Friday deals through 1 p.m. Friday. Like 50% off all toys and 55 to 60% off plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday or shop Kohl's.com Monday through Friday. Find your gift. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-302-3684. My question was about what happened in Melbourne. John Harper, who's our friend, runs WMEL. Did you go to the show?
Hi, Doug. I did not, but one of my staff did and came back with a glowing report. Bill Cosby walked on stage with no introduction at all and received a standing ovation. And from what I was told by several people, had the audience just captivated with his comments, his comedy, and perhaps the demise of Mr. Cosby is a little too soon, because here in Melbourne, it went over very well last Friday night.
All right, so I have said that I thought, you've heard me say this, I thought his career was over as a result of this. Maybe future bookings, people say, not that he wouldn't be well received, I didn't clarify this, so I probably should, not that he wouldn't be well received by fans, because some people will, as has been suggested by my comments regarding some of the radio hosts who have taken this on, this is old stuff, and there it pits, you know, you can easily, I don't know if you can put a political spin to it, but you can put a spin to it that is, you know, the good, the has and the have-nots, the good guys, the bad guys, the black guys, the white guys, whatever you want to do, old guys, young guys, but he has, if he's maybe smart, there are a lot of people who think he should have a better PR person, that he could continue to go to places where he's secure, and Melbourne apparently is that. Is that because of age, do you think? Why do you...
I just think, Doug, there are, you're going to find a lot of people throughout the country coming to his support, and a lot of people here on our talk shows over the weekend on WMEL were saying that, you know, this occurred 40 years ago. Come on, give it up, give it a break. These women probably want money anyway, so... You know, that it's perhaps a double-edged sword, but again, he was very well received on Friday night.
Hmm. But you, would you have gone to see him if you had time or a ticket?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, you would have. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's good to know. It's good to hear. All right, John, thanks.
All right, Doug.
Take good care. Yep, good to hear from you. So there's... And there'll be other people who call, probably say the same sort of thing. One of the, I've said this before about John, of the hundreds of radio stations that we have carrying this program, he's one of the best at keeping in touch with his audience, at connecting in many different ways, and he knows, he listens to the radio station that he's running very, very, he's a plum at that. So I'm betting that whatever he's saying is actually is on the minds of the people who are there. And this brings me around to something that we talked about, Kenny, to a point on the, and I don't know that you, well, Richie, you heard this because you were involved, at least you're involved as a listener. When we did the talk radio countdown show on Friday for the weekend, because the part with Michael Harrison is recorded for playback, because the talk radio countdown show that I've been doing for a long, long time airs at different hours on radio stations, many of them carrying the program, this program, but they carry it at different hours around the weekend. So Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, and I were talking about what goes on good radio programs, what makes these radio programs listenable. And I said something to him about the difference, if you will, between what we get a lot of today and what we used to get a lot of. That is, it wasn't so much the politics of I'm right and you're wrong because I'm a Democrat and you're a Republican, or I'm a Republican and you're a Democrat. What went on, and this is the stuff that maybe is why I am the way I am, I cut my teeth listening to people who basically thought that government was the enemy. And no matter what went on, the kinds of political corruption that were so much a part and still are. You listen to me, and I'm not saying this is, oh, Doug Steffen is wonderful. I just am telling you why I have the attitude that I do about talking about these sorts of things. Instead of discussing what the Republican or the Democratic side is to things, I want to know what's going on behind the scene. And that's one of the main elements that Harrison talked about that's missing from the news talk radio stations, many of which we are on.
Journalism.
The old-fashioned muckraking, Richie.
Yeah.
It isn't journalism. It was muckraking. Who, the old-time radio guys kept the politicians and all of the various things that were of politics, both left and right, kept them nervous, kept them on their toes. And so the crop of tried and true political ideagogues that are around now, they aren't really as strong. They're not holding on as they might, because the service, we're not really, in a way, providing a service. And the service that came before was pretty entertaining. And frankly, what's going on now, a lot of the stuff is so predictable, it's not entertaining anymore. It's just angry. It's mean-spirited. It's just rattling around. There are some people who are good at it. You got a couple of people. Hedgecock,
you know,
is good, and
Hedgecock's really good at it.
Good.
Dana is over-the-top entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, as far as the muckraking goes, keeping people nervous, Laura Ingraham does a good job of that. She will get a congressman on who she's friends with, and she will call him on the carpet. What are you doing about this? Why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's not bashful about it at all. And But
we know what her politics are. We know what Roger's politics are. We know what
Sure.
In the old days, we didn't know. I didn't know what Jerry Williams was. I'd never, and I had a conversational relationship with the guy. I don't know who he voted for. Gene Burns was another one. I never knew who those guys voted for. Never. Knew who they voted for. But they were on top of it. And I'll tell you something, the politicians in Boston were literally afraid of them. There was a mayor in Boston, a couple, three or four of them, who would get raked up by these guys. And they wanted nothing to do with it. But they had influence and changed things. Jerry Williams came out against a prison being built in the western part of the state, never got built, because it was just wrong. And those are the kind of things. I just find that, for me anyway, morning to you. I thought I just pointed out. Thank you. This is a good day.
The expert experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Night American Music Awards. Katy Perry won for Single of the Year. The song is called Dark Horse. You know the song, Kenny?
I've heard it. I'm not real familiar with it, but no. I haven't heard it before.
She also won Pop Rock Female Artist of the Year. Katy Perry did. There are other things. She won Adult Contemporary Artist of the Year. So she's doing pretty well. Announcement made that by the NFL yesterday about the rumors that she will headline the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show February 1st at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona. NBC telecasting the Super Bowl. Katy Perry will be the performer at the age of 30. She's dominated the Billboard charts since releasing her first song in 2008. She's had any number of, but at 30, does she have enough chops in order to make this work?
Apparently, yeah, she's been on top of the charts for years now. Yeah.
Is she a good performer, though? Is she able to perform?
Oh, yeah.
She can do it, right?
Yeah.
Can handle it?
Okay.
So she won't embarrass herself or anybody else. One Direction was Artist of the Year winner, by the way, at the AMAs last night. They're going down.
And my daughter had me pull her poster off of the wall this weekend. She's no longer into them.
Really? They're done.
Yeah, she pulled down Justin Bieber to put up One Direction. Now she has to pull down One Direction and go get a Austin Mahone poster. So
good to know. All right, our video of the day today comes from SNL. Cast members performing a parody of the animated Schoolhouse Rock song about how a bill becomes a law with a focus on the president's executive order on immigration reform. You can listen to the audio here. We'll play it for you, but you got to see
this
video of the day from SNL at DougStephan.com.
We now return to a brand new episode of Schoolhouse Rock.
Boy, you really have to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Say, what's that piece of paper doing here?
Oh, you mean me? I tell you who I am. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But bill.
Go home. What kind of bill are you?
Why, I'm an immigration bill. And one day the Republicans might create me so I could become a law.
And how does a bill become a law?
Well, then you should ask. Well, first I go to the House and they vote on me. But then I leave from the Senate a majority. And if I pass the legislative bill, then I wind up on the president's bill. And I
Obama pushed him down the steps.
My legs. They were made of paper.
President Obama, what's the big idea? That bill was trying to become a law.
I realize that. But you know, son, there's actually an even easier way to get things done around here. It's called an executive order.
I'm an executive order, and I pretty much just happened.
Wait a second, don't you have to go through Congress at some point?
Oh, that's adorable. You still think that's how government works?
Don't listen to him, son. Look at the midterm elections. People clearly don't want this. I'm the black guy.
This will be the thing that everybody's talking about today.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they're listening to a 5-minute speech made by a congressman from South Carolina that really put all of this into perspective as far as the president and laws and all that stuff, executive orders. 28 after, a good day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all understand that it is an essential duty of citizens to pay their taxes, but we also need to know that they are being collected fairly. Now we hear of the IRS using its power to investigate groups with certain political views, auditing political opponents, and making rules that would effectively ban basic political activity by nonprofit organizations. Simple get-out-the-vote drives and voter registration efforts by charitable organizations would no longer be allowed. We need to look through the lens of liberty and remember that these government officials work for us, not the other way around. Getting involved in the political process should be encouraged, not regulated. Americans have the right and the duty to hold our government accountable to protect our freedom, not threaten it.
For more.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
What's down the highway? Well, let's see where we're going. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. The essence of conversation about Thanksgiving. How far are you traveling? What are you going to be doing? How will you celebrate? The poll we had at DougSteffen.com yesterday was a focus on how far you'd be traveling. Let's see. 28% of you said less than 100 miles. 37% of you said from the couch to the kitchen to the dining room and then back to the couch. 11% of you said, let's see, more than 1,000 miles. 16% between 100 and 500 miles. 8% 500 to 1,000 miles. So how does that stretch? Most of you are not traveling much, although that's not necessarily what holds true. What our listeners are doing, Kenny, is not necessarily what the main, or at least I guess depends on whether you believe a lot of the stuff that is prevalent in the news media about where are we going, we're going to be traveling more, flying more, paying more attention to driving because gas is cheaper. But at any rate, the important thing is, it seems to me, to come up with reasons every day this week that you're thankful. Why is it that it's so difficult for people to actually sit down and think through this? This might be the best exercise. Somebody sent me an email, which I thought was marvelous. As a matter of fact, it was my doctor talking about the things that we have, all of us, to be thankful for. And the doctor said it because he has found in his research that people who give thanks and who are thankful are much healthier than those who do not pay attention to the good things they have in their life. And they do not do well because they're always crabbing and bitching and moaning and complaining and grasping. And that's kind of what goes on with the news. I mean, think about it. Think about all of the things that this program is called The Good Day Show for a reason. It is my earnest desire to find things to talk about that will either fix problems that exist or that will deal the deck sort of higher in terms of what really is going on that is good, rather than the same. And it's an uphill. It's like pushing the stone up a hill. Do you know that thing about visualize somebody pushing a big rock up a hill or a big ball up a hill? It's very difficult because that's not where everybody seems to be going. Yet, time after time, I hear from people when I do personal appearances that they love the fact that the program, more often than not, trails with the good rather than following the bad. And so that's, you know, today's poll, what do you think about the Ferguson, Missouri's grand jury decision? A, they did the right thing. B, they did the wrong thing. C, I don't know. Kenny, you should put a D on there. I don't care, because that's really where I am. I don't care. And I don't see why anybody at this point should care. Excuse me, the kid's dead. Nothing that can be done with all the money. You say, want justice. You're not going to get justice because the news media contaminated this whole thing like they do everything else. Everything that's touched by the news media is contaminated for the most. That's an exaggeration. I shouldn't say everything. Because there still are a few good. Once in a while, you find a really good investigative report, and it does bring about change and focus on things that need to be unearthed, information that needs to be unearthed. But for the most part, it's all foolishness. It's all hacker slasher stuff. Why the headline last night, my local news station, one of them here, is why you may not want to eat the meal that's prepared for you on Thanksgiving. Well, what do you get from that? You think, oh, man, what does that mean? Well, the piece basically focused on the calorie count, the lead, the way the voice comes from the voice of the guy. These are very clever people, and they know how to manipulate you. The average person hears that and says, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Is the turkey contaminated? Is something really horribly wrong? Stay tuned at 11. We'll tell you. Well, what they tell you is the sugar content of cranberries. All right? That's a reason not to have that. Well, that got people to watch, I suppose, for a while until they looked at it. This is ridiculous. And it is ridiculous. But most of the stuff that you read and or hear in terms of mainstream news media is ridiculous. You've got to do a little digging. Here's something. The focus that we have on foods that we will eat for Thanksgiving, as long as we're talking about why we ought not to eat the cranberries because there's too much sugar in them. The White House this week, in honor of Thanksgiving, is focused on releasing a massive regulatory agenda. Now you can say, okay, Doug, there you go, down that nasty, dirty, I don't like Obama street. Nah, it isn't about the Obama. I've pretty much forgotten about him because I think it really isn't about him, although he wants to make it about him. It's about the fact that government has grown to the point where it's so out of control. These boobs are going to release on Thursday, or I guess late Wednesday night, a list of regulations they're going to try to finalize in the coming months. The one thing that's happened in the past 6 years, there's been a tradition of releasing the agenda, administration agenda, either late on a Friday night or just before a major holiday. So you wonder why people get so cynical, Kenny, get so worked up about stuff. It's this sort of thing that creates that. There may be some good things in this, but they want to hide them. They want it to be a secret. They don't want you to know that there are 3,415 regulations. The unified agenda has 30, that's what they call it, the unified agenda. The unified in the White House, not so unified outside the White House. 3,415 regulations, 189 of them will cost at least $100 million a piece to enforce or to enact. 189 rules that will cost more than $100 million to regulate. So the one that you can imagine, that's the EPA that's on the hit list here. One of the most contentious rules is the EPA limiting of greenhouse gas emissions from new and existing power plants. According to the agenda, the rules have to be finalized and put into effect next year, end of next year. So they will cost $100 million a piece for each power plant that doesn't conform. How many of them are there? Dozens and dozens and dozens. Have you looked at your electricity bill this fall? The 1st of November, most everybody's bill went up by 8%, some cases 10, 12, 14%. Why is that? Because these rules are going to cost the power companies millions of dollars, and they're starting early to charge you for it. So you want to know the impact or the effect of these rules that they don't want you to know about, so that's why they're releasing them on Thanksgiving Eve, which is pretty damn cynical, isn't it? Would you say, Kenny, that that was pretty cynical?
I'd say it's political.
Political. Okay. All right. Political and cynical. Some people's books are the same. One where, Well, under the circumstance. Anyway, so, I mean, you got the usual Republican business. The coal industry is angry because this will accelerate, they say, the demise of the coal-fired power plant. Now, there's got to be ways of cleaning that stuff up. But with this bunch in there, it's one way or the highway. It's our way or or the highway, in essence. So anyway, the environmental groups say it'll eventually help lower utility bills. How many people see their bills going up? It's like the price of gasoline. It's very rare that stuff goes down. Once you get the price built in, you just keep it there. So some food for thought about Thanksgiving. There's a website, freefoodfactory.com, that's the focus of our next conversation coming up in a moment or two here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. The Free Food Factory. I love alliteration. So right away, I'm already on this guy's bandwagon. Dan Martin joins us from the 3F Project. Hi, Dan.
Doug, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about the factory.
Well, I think there are a couple of interesting things here. I'm a big fan of crowdfunding. So the Kickstarter campaign intrigues me. Your story intrigues me, working for Boeing as long as you did. You were a Desert Storm veteran, and you decided that you wanted to be self-sufficient. What did that mean to you when you decided, okay, what does it mean to be self-sufficient? Because you can come up with any number of definitions for it.
Right. Basically, that meant that we provided everything for ourselves. Anything that we needed, anything that we wanted, we made or provided for ourselves. Our electricity, we made solar panels, wind turbines. We caught our own rainwater catchment system that we used for everything. We handled our own waste. We grew all of our own food, raised our own livestock, built our own house, did medical, you know, minor sutures and surgeries, anything and everything.
All right. So you, when you say we, you're talking about you and your family?
Me and my wife, correct.
You and your wife, okay.
And for how long you did this? 6 years?
6 years. 8 years we were coming in and off the, I mean, we did it for 8 years. The first year and the last year we were coming on and off the property, and the middle 6 years we were completely self-sufficient.
Hmm. Wow. So where were you in the country, by the way?
Far west Texas, up against Big Bend National Park, up against Mexico.
Okay. So when we were talking on the radio program about the need for self-sufficiency, talking about what happens, more and more people want to eat fresh. They want to eat local. They want to eat and exist on their own, or they don't want to be the big, they don't want to eat the food of the big farm, factory farms and things that are just so much a part of our lives today. It's frustrating because what we're getting is crap, and people realize it, and the local born movement is taking a hold. And so there are people wondering, okay, so what do we do if when the weather gets bad, we don't have any food, we didn't save any? Well, you know, I guess we went back to the 1820s. What did they do then? They figured out a way to preserve the food so that they would have it, and basically it sounds like that's what you've done.
What we're doing is a little different but similar. We've built an indoors factory that produces organic, healthy food, non-GMO, that is producing all year round. We don't use the sun as much as we use blue and red LEDs to provide the light and stimulant fruit and flower growthage. And we're getting about 10 times the food production, and we're getting about twice the size as regular yields from earthbound crops. Because the plants aren't having to deal with, like you said, cold and wind, and having to grow a big canopy to protect themselves from the sun, having to grow a big root system, which only 25% of the roots actually find water, so they can go straight into food production and larger and more nutrient food production.
So why did you do this? What's your point?
Well, it kind of just became a snowball effect. We were growing our own food. We had all the produce that we could eat. And then we started growing a little extra. We tried to can it, and then we started giving it away. And then we said, well, let's grow a bigger facility, you know. So we built a little bit bigger, and then we were growing way too much food. So the only answer to that was to scale up even bigger. So we grew an even bigger facility, and then we started growing hydroponic trees, fruit trees, nut trees.
There you go. Yeah.
And now it's just, it's become crazy. And we said, well, let's go with a big, huge factory and put it in the city and give everybody free organic food. And then we're going to put a grocery store in there.
All right,
and
so,
just come in, shop, and fill your cart.
What's your website, real quick?
Freefoodfactory.com. And Dan, you can find us on Facebook also.
All right. Dan Martin, thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do I sense dissension in the ranks? Are we ready for homework, or shall we continue manually?
I couldn't make it, so thanks to this Amish home study course, I'm doing quite well.
Look at me right now, Money Penny. Once I'm through that bowl and get to know you.
It was a drink that counted.
How awful. He was an alcoholic.
No, he was hit by a Guinness truck.
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
Dude Likes Like a Lady, Aerosmith. He was memorably in the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, which was number one at the box office during this week in 1993. As people continue to think about Robin Williams and his life and his portfolio of work, this is certainly, wasn't this considered by many, Chucker, to be his best movie, or certainly one of his best movies, Mrs. Doubtfire?
I would say it's most mainstream popular, if you want to phrase it that way.
Yeah. Box office hit.
Yeah, big box office hit. All right, yeah. So we're into big box office hits, and Chucker's going to bring us, he's our movie man, by the way, Chuck Curry, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can check it out. You can find him in the cast of characters, contributors, as a matter of fact, contributors box at DougStephan.com. It'll lead you to Entertainment Today and Beyond. He does a lot of things in his local community to support the movies, some of the great video works of all time. I was reading a story about Robert Osborne, who is the host of the TCM Classic Movies. He's 82 years old. Do you realize that?
No.
The guy's 82. He's been doing this for 34 years on TCM.
He does a good job, too.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he was an actor originally. It was an interesting story. Read about how he gets started. He's been friends with lots of actors and actresses over the years and brings a whole lot of credibility to this work. So it's kind of a neat thing. There are a lot of great movies you can see on TCM, for sure. We're going to find out what the number one movie was at the weekend box office, courtesy of Chuck Curry, in just a moment here on Good Day.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll,
poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like paid time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision. And more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
All right, so Chucker, were we surprised by anything that happened over the weekend, or was it as predicted by you on Friday?
As predicted, Doug, one movie pretty much swallowed up the box office. That was Hunger Games: Mockingjay, Part 1, opening the biggest opening of 2014, $123 million opening in its first 3 days. But that 22% off the box office of the last installment, but did 4% better overseas. Overseas, it did $152 million. Good for Jennifer Lawrence, who's one of the most popular actresses in the business. Number two, I'm going to go see it. I didn't see it yet, but I got to be honest, I'm in no rush to see it because it's not really my cup of tea. Number two, Big Hero 6, $20 million, $136 million in 3 weeks release.
Fun movie. No, go see that one.
Stellar, $15 million, $121 million in 3 weeks release. This film also doing big business overseas. Dumb and Dumber 2 plays fourth, $13 million. Had a 61% drop-off week to week, which means the film was primarily front-loaded, $57 million so far. And Gone Girl round out the top five, 2.8, $157 million in 8 weeks. This is a big hit. I also think, Doug, it'll be a major player come Oscar time. Yeah. I got a chance to see the movie Birdman, which stars Michael Keaton, who's going to get an Oscar nomination. I liked it. The acting was great. Keaton's fantastic. Edward Norton's going to get a Best Supporting Actor nomination for sure. And I think Naomi Watts will get a Best Supporting Actress nomination. The camera work was dazzling. It has a lot of art house sensibility, so I don't know how mainstream it will play, but I liked it. I thought it was a good film.
You know, I've noticed a phenomenon going on, and I was going to ask you about it. Here in Framingham over the weekend, there was what they call the Super Mega Fest. Are you familiar with that?
No.
They bring in stars of television shows and movies. For example, the guy that starred in Sharknado was here. One of the Monkees was here. Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors were here. They all came, and they're from different, obviously, eras and stars of different. They're all kind of medium stars. And they,
yeah, that stuff, you described it as a different name, but that stuff is extremely popular around the country.
Yeah, there were thousands and thousands of people that came to see these folks. And just, I'm going to go $25, you walk around and talk to them. Pretty amazing to see how many people showed up. Chuck Curry showing up every day at this time on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.